Hello and welcome to episode 9 of Podcast to Be Named Later, the podcast for outfieldflyrule.com. I'm Brent Blackwell, here today with Chris Jervis.
Hello.
And TJ Alexander.
Yo.
Well, we have no more positions to do, so that's good. And now this is going to be kind of our preseason predictions fun little podcast that we're going to do. So
kind of relieved. The positions is done.
Yeah,
that was
this was fun, but it was
demoralizing.
Yeah, lots of guys.
Yeah,
just guys.
And this one requires way less research on our part, which is also very nice. All right, we're gonna start off with some Braves news. There is a little bit of Braves news.
Y'all didn't do research?
No, I'd always do it live. Braves have brought in a lefty because if you've listened to our relief pitcher podcast, you know that the lefty situation was pretty dire. Ian Kroll, we did not have a lot of good things to say, and the Braves did not either because they sent him to minor league camp.
Yeah.
And the same for Evan Rutsky got sent back to the Yankees.
Not even to the minor league.
Not even. Right. Yeah, couldn't send him down. So we have traded cash considerations to the Pittsburgh Pirates for former Brave Eric O'Flaherty.
Not the same Eric O'Flaherty most of you remember.
Right. Is this where I'm supposed to say, well, the problem with this is...
Right.
Eric O'Flaherty is still functional. He's not the Eric O'Flaherty from, you know, 4 or 5 years ago any longer. He can't get right-handed batters out now, apparently. But if we could still... You know, he's an accomplished major leaguer.
He's become a solid lefty specialist.
Yeah, that's what we need right now. We need a lefty in the pen who's not going to fall apart. And I think right now he could probably serve that purpose. But the likelihood that he's going to be the only lefty there is really small. It sounds like that there are some other moves being considered to bring in some other left-handed pitchers. So we'll see what develops from there.
Yeah, we'll see. He's like, I don't know, it's like Michael Bourne, though. It's like the acquisition of Michael Bourne. I think a lot of fans are going to get overly excited because he was good the last time he was here.
And he's not that guy anymore.
He's been nothing but bad since leaving.
And also, I remember, he had nowhere to go but down. He's like historically good
right. When
he was here last.
Yeah, but he still has some upside as a lefty one-out guy. So, can bring him in and get Ryan Howard out, hopefully.
Especially when
most people didn't have Ryan Howard out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a replacement for McCarahan, right? Pretty much.
Pretty.
When he went down, we had to go get one.
Yeah. Also, the Braves made a trade yesterday. We're recording this on March 28th, Monday, which is we're 1 week away from opening day. But yesterday, or 2 days ago, the Braves made a trade with Washington, sending Nate Freeman, a.k.a. Nate Fryman, our minor league first baseman, to the Nats for first baseman / outfielder Tyler Moore.
Who is a minor league first baseman.
Yeah.
Right. We basically just swap backup players.
Yeah. I think Moore is probably... I think he's a little worse offensively than Freeman with more defensive versatility.
I think someone who wanted to could read into this that this might be a little bit of hedging against any potential problems with Freddie Freeman throughout the year because Moore is more major league ready as a hitter than Fryman probably was. Both of them could play first base. That's not an issue. But Moore is probably more ready to step up if that had to come to that.
I think Moore is basically Nick Swisher if we're releasing Nick Swisher. He's a Nick Swisher that we can send to the minors.
He's a Nick Swisher not making $15 million.
Right.
Right.
Although we would still be on the line for that $15 million. So.
There are a couple of... there's not much to that trade. It's swapping of minor leaguers.
Although it was fun to announce in some Facebook groups, Braves trade first baseman Freeman to Nationals. And people lose their minds until they read it.
His name isn't even spelled the same. So if you know how to spell your favorite player's names, you wouldn't have been upset over that.
People don't, though.
Right. So.
Yeah, how many people still spell Maddox?
I was going to say. I think I've seen Maddox misspelled more than I've seen it spelled correctly.
Glavin with no E.
Right.
It's phonetically correct.
Pitchers always irritate me the worst because literally when you watch them play, all you see is the back of their jerseys
from
the
center
field angle. It's the only word you see in like every Braves broadcast where Greg Maddox is pitching. Is his last name. Anyway, few last roster spots open for the Braves. How do we think the rotation is going to shake out? So we all agree that Bud Norris, Julio Teheran, and Matt Whistler are the top three without any question.
Right.
So quickly, who's your picks for the last two?
TJ?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this a little bit before the podcast. It seems like it almost has to be Chacin and Fultonavich. The word is that Gant's probably going to end up in the bullpen if he's in Atlanta at all.
Right.
And then Manny Benuelos and Williams Perez, while they could.
You're thinking they would start in AAA?
Or the bullpen. I think Manny Benuelos will be AAA for sure.
Yeah.
Williams Perez or John Gant could sneak into the pen, but I don't think either one of them.
I think, for the last two spots you're looking at, Chacin has pretty clearly got one of them. Yeah, he got rocked his last time out, but he's not pitched poorly this spring, and he's somebody we were kind of counting on to be able to flip. So they're going to give him every opportunity to, you know, pitch himself into a position that they can trade him at the deadline for another lefty reliever or something that can actually be beneficial. The final spot, you know, I don't see Benuelos making it. Gant, I would really prefer to see Gant starting in AAA rather than sitting on the bench in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Williams Perez is probably the guy who's, I would think, has the hand up to be able to take that spot, because I don't think the Braves really care what they do with Williams Perez. He's not one of the big prospects. He's not a top tier guy in terms of, well, if we hurt his arm, obviously they don't want to hurt his arm, but he's not somebody that they're worried about service time considerations, right, or things like that.
Yeah, it's not a concern for them.
And he can float back and forth like he did last year between the bullpen and the rotation.
I'm going to... So your picks are...
Oh, and the fifth starter? I think they probably will go with Fulte on it, unless... If with Fulte, it boils down to, is he recovered from the injury? And I think they would probably want to ease him into it, but he pitched really well his last time out.
So you're saying Chacin and Fulte would be your...
So I'm not saying anything. No, I think Fulte, if they feel that he can go, then Fulte will get it. Otherwise, it'll be Williams Perez.
Yeah. I get behind that.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right to me. I'll pick the same two. Yeah. I'd love to be different, but I don't know. I think we got to have Chacin up just to build some trade value for him, because if he's anywhere close to competent, and it seems he has been in spring training, then you gotta put him out there every fifth day and try to get some trade value building up by June for him. And then if Fulte is doing anything well, put him in the rotation. Let him get some MLB experience, because he's a guy that, you know, some confidence could build, and he could be an instant, like, top three for
you. And we also still need to figure out what he is. We still don't really
Where he wants to, where we want to put him. That's true.
Yeah. Also, the last outfield spot seems to be up for grabs. There's a lot of chatter that the Braves will be releasing, well, trying to trade, which means we'll wind up releasing Nick Swisher, opening up a spot for either Tyler Moore, Jeff Francoeur, or Emilio Bonifacio to take that last.
Pretty much got one spot for those players.
Mm-hmm.
For Bonifacio, Swisher, Francoeur.
I think Swisher's gone before. I've said since the beginning that I didn't think Swisher broke camp with the Braves, and I'm sticking to that. I don't think he breaks camp with the Braves, and I think probably Francoeur gets that spot. I think they like his – Francoeur's kind of been – a little bit more of a success during the spring than they expected. And he gives them some right-handed pop off the bench. He gives them somebody who could play a corner outfield. He could, in a pinch, in an emergency, even play, you know, a few innings of center field until they could call somebody up. So I think Francoeur, as much as I'm not a big fan of the signing and I don't see where it fits, he's got far more upside, in my opinion, than Bonifacio, who really serves no purpose on this team that I can find.
TJ, who's your pick among the three?
Francoeur. We really don't have a... I mean, who's our... Do we have a pinch hitter with pop right now? I mean, Kelly Johnson, I guess. That's about it. It'd be nice to have one from the other side of the plate.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Kelly Johnson or Adonis Garcia, whichever one's not playing that day.
Third, right. Yeah.
I'll say the money plays here and go with Bonifacio, because he's guaranteed $1.25 million this year.
And that might be... Yeah. Yeah, I can see that too.
And I don't know. It seems like we overvalue versatility. And so Bonifacio is the guy who can place him second. I mean, yeah, I think he's our... If something happens where Adonis Garcia isn't working out, then and Gordon Beckham has to start at third, or Kelly Johnson or whatever, Bonifacio is your... is your backup middle infielder.
I feel like he's the third on the depth chart at every position.
Yeah, because Bonifacio. Jace Peterson's your backup shortstop, so yeah, Bonifacio would be about third at five different positions. And I don't know, as we saw last year with the Dodgers, even if he's Alberto Callaspo bad, some team may trade us for him in some Tommy John reliever that is hurt out for the year may get traded for him in May or whatever. But anyway, so we're leaning Francoeur 2-1 over Bonifacio, and we're saying we all think that Tyler Moore probably starts in Gwinnett.
And Swisher starts somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll start.
His starting days may be done.
Yeah, he'll start in some league in New England.
He'd be a ringer for the Reba Cast softball league.
Man.
Okay.
He would annoy me really bad in softball leagues. Come on, guys, we can do it. Yeah. Shut up, Nick.
Stop clapping all the time. Jeez. All right. One thing that we had we decided to do for this is now we're moving on to the 2016 season preview section of this.
We're not going to just give you predictions.
No.
We're going to have fun with it.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. All right, so... there are 30 major league teams. There are three of us. That divides up pretty nicely. We're going to have a draft. We're going to draft teams one by one. And whoever can wind up with the most total wins among their drafted teams by the end of the year wins, I don't know.
An adult beverage of their choice.
Yes, something. I don't know. We'll see.
Just not what I had last night.
And, all right. So we've randomly selected the draft order, and I'll be picking first, followed by TJ and Chris. This will be a snake draft, so it'll be Brent, TJ, Chris, TJ, Brent, and so on. Okay, a lot of pressure here. With the first pick in the 2016 draft, the only draft that matters to you, I will not be taking the Braves.
Yeah, good job.
I say that now, but...
I'm going to take the... I'm all in. I'm going to have to apologize to my good friend Brian Boddy for this, for putting this sort of pressure on his team. But I'm all in on the Cubs this year. I'm taking the Cubs with the first pick of this draft.
Yeah, that's...
They look good. They don't have holes.
No. They're young. I mean, there's... some of what they did last year, I think, is going to be hard to repeat. But... there are also a lot of players that will probably play better than they did.
Yeah, they're loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the Vegas favorites, I think.
Yeah.
For a good reason.
Yeah.
TJ, you are on the clock.
I'm gonna take... I know their pitching rotation isn't what it was the past couple of years. I'm going to take the Dodgers, though. They still got what I think is probably the best player in the game, in Clayton Kershaw. He's just completely dominant. And...
I thought maybe you meant Carl Crawford.
Yeah.
Or Alberto Callaspo.
Carl Crawford's really good when he's batting against Freddy Garcia. But that's about it these days. Yeah. I don't know. They got a lot of young players. I feel like Puig took a step back last year, but Seager could be huge. Who's that third baseman who kind of came out of nowhere?
Justin Turner's.
Who, incidentally, will be a free agent next year.
Nice. Yeah, Dodgers.
All right, Chris, you have the third pick in this draft.
Your draft
wins.
Yep, I know. People are going to hate me for it, but I'm going with the Mets. They made the World Series last year. They didn't lose any significant pieces of any, I think that with that rotation, they're going to be in every game, every day. So
Mets fans should feel like the Braves fans did in 1991 right now. Because
rotation is stacked.
That rotation
is 92 even because insane. They made it to the World Series. They fell short in the World Series. Right. Then you go to next season and boom.
So. See, although if you want to keep up being the Braves, though, Braves of the 90s Mets, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to keep all these guys, and then you're going to have to go out and sign Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
Because that's what we did.
Right. Yeah.
We've set the bar pretty high. So, all right, Chris, your second pick?
You know, kind of been looking at a couple of different things. Team that didn't do so well last year but seemed to do some good offseason moves was the Red Sox. So give me the Bo Sox.
Red Sox are always either a very valuable or a disaster pick, it seems, in this sort of thing, because
right.
I feel like the Red Sox are going to finish with either a win or a loss total in the 90s, and right. I don't know which one it is.
Right, they're never 81 and 81. Yeah,
no team seems to like come together better than the Red Sox or fall apart easier than the Red Sox. It's really strange. They should never be as bad as they can be or as they are from. On occasion.
Right.
And they're also really good the rest of the time.
Right.
Didn't they go last place, World Series winner, last place in like three straight years? It's insane.
And the middle year was like just a horrible like clubhouse collapse, right?
Yeah.
Where they had to like get rid of tons of people.
Yeah. All right, TJ?
People hated Chris for the Mets. They're going to hate me too because I'm taking the Nationals.
Here. That was going to be my other pick right there.
Yeah.
So it was either one or two.
As good as the Mets rotation is, it's better than the Nationals. The Nationals still have a really good rotation.
Well, they have a pretty good player anchoring that team, too.
Yeah. When you said you're taking the team with the best player in baseball, I thought you were taking the Nationals first because...
I would rather have Kershaw.
Yeah.
But Bryce Harper's a close second. And there's also Mike Trout, too. There's a lot of good players in baseball.
We're really skewing a lot towards the National League here, and I think maybe it's because the National League has some of the worst teams in baseball. So
it's easier to acquire wins.
These teams will be able to pick on these low
teams. I mean, the Mets and the Nationals play half of their games against the Braves and Phillies. So not half, but you get the point.
Right.
A lot of their games against the Braves and the Phillies.
Like you said, as good as the Mets rotation is, just having Gio, Scherzer, and Strasburg,
right.
It's pretty decent top three there. Your rotation. So,
I'm going to go ahead and do what anyone should do in an even-numbered year, especially after after acquiring, like, 8 number one starters or something for some reason. They've got a ton of really good starting pitching. The San Francisco Giants.
It is an even-numbered year, so that was a good pick.
Yeah. God, what's their rotation? Samardzija, Cueto, Bumgarner. Bumgarner's the lowest paid starter in the.
Yeah.
They've still got Jake Peavy, and there's someone else.
Kane? Is he still there?
Yeah, maybe. He's their worst pitcher.
Yeah. The guy with like 2 career no hitters. And
yeah.
Really sucked.
Yeah.
Is Lincecum still a free agent?
I believe so.
Yeah, I don't think he's got a job yet.
Come on, Braves. Jump on that.
Yeah.
Make him your best starter.
Start, then trade him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Third pick, I feel like I need to go American League here. I'm tempted to go to National League again. A couple of teams still sticking out to me. But, you know, I think I'm going to go with the Yankees. The Yankees are just always good. Like, even when they're not good, they're good.
They're good.
Like, you know, at first glance, you don't think the Yankees were all that great last year, and they made the wild card game and won, like, 88 games. They spend enough money. It's sort of like a Dodgers rule. The Yankees should not slide past the third round of this ever because of they spend enough money.
It's like not picking Duke. Nobody picks Duke to get upset in the first round.
Right. TJ, you are on the clock.
I'm going to go AL2 and go with the Houston Astros.
Oh, nice.
Kind of with the same reasoning for picking the Cubs to do so well. And the Astros are kind of on that same path.
One reason I did not pick the Astros is because I did not think about the Astros.
Yeah. I'll tell you the Astros. They're also in a division that could struggle from two down, I think.
Chris?
So I'm back to back here, right?
Yeah, back to back.
All right. I'm going to go AL just because I'll be different for a minute. I think this team got better by getting rid of 2 players, by shipping them to the Braves. I'm going to go with the Indians.
I like that pick.
Yeah. Me and Brent were talking a couple of nights ago, and it's like, man, the Indians roster's good.
Yeah.
They've got a really good team.
They've got really good starting pitching, too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to follow that up with, you can't go wrong with selecting the National League version. Well, there actually is the Giants, so the Cardinals. I'm going to take the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Cardinals are always a good team. They're a well-run organization. They have occasional hiccups, but it doesn't seem like they have periods anymore.
You remember that year recently when the Cardinals were really, really bad?
Yeah, no, that's the way I was going.
No, you don't. That doesn't exist.
Right.
So, yeah, the cards.
All right, is it me now?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Bastard.
Yeah, did it. Yeah, they seem like they're always almost great every year for the past 3 or 4 years. Have they won? They haven't won the Central. They've been in, like, I feel like every wild card game since
there's been a lot of wild card games.
Yeah.
All right. Back to me. I've actually still got a team. I got a couple I was thinking about. All right, I'm gonna go crazy here. I would short their long term future, but I'm buying their short term future.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this one.
And that is the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Nice, it's a good pick, man. They're in a rough division, but
they loaded up to go after it, though.
Yeah, they did.
It's also a bit of me hedging my giant bet a little bit. I've got I feel like I'm certain I've got two of the top three National League West teams. And the Padres and Rockies are going to supply them with lots of wins.
Yeah.
My next pick is going to be... I shouldn't start that sentence before I know the actual pick in my head. I'm another team that spends a lot of money. They've got good players. Plus, they signed former Brave Justin Upton. Go with the Tigers.
Not bad. Mike Ilitch wants to get a title before he... passes away, so he's throwing money at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good.
Me again, right?
Yeah.
Angels.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's solid.
We'll see.
Yet another team I did not think about.
I just don't know when. Like, I thought they have to win something soon.
Yeah. The Angels will definitely be the team that's most fun to watch this year, I think, because of Simmons and Trout. Basically,
they're defensively incredible up the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
And you've also got a future Hall of Famer, a legend with Albert Pujols playing every day.
Right.
And he's not old Albert Pujols, but, well, I mean, he's old Albert Pujols.
Right.
But he's not the Albert Pujols.
The earlier version of
old. But he's still good and he's still fun to watch. That's
one thing
that'd be a lot of fun.
People lose. A lot of people have really lost track of how good Albert Pujols really was.
Yeah.
He was incredible. Mike Trout before Mike Trout was Mike Trout.
Yeah. He was incredible.
So now that he's just an average player, people are like, oh, he sucks. He's not doing really well. What he did before was so far out of the realm of possibility for most players.
There were definitely times in the playoffs where I was like, oh, there's no outs and Pujols is leading off the inning. He's like, you should walk him. Like, just don't let him hit the ball.
Yeah. That ball should not be. This is when you call in Juan Jaime to pitch because you don't want him having anything to hit.
Right, yeah.
All right, I guess that makes me up.
Yep.
All right, with the whatever selection of the crazy win draft, I'm going
official title.
With the bat flip from hell.
Nice.
The Toronto Blue Jays.
You know, that's Goose Gossage knocking on our door to have words with you over.
You know, Mike Schmidt recently came out about the celebrations too, saying it was disrespectful and whatnot. And in that same article, they posted the video of Mike Schmidt's 500th home run, where he did a little running in place. He stomped on every base as he ran around, showboating with the hand up all the way around. You know, granted, it was an exciting thing. It was his 500th home run, but he's not without the little showboating himself.
Yeah.
So yeah, the bat flip from hell.
So he's just an old man hypocrite.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Shocking.
Shocking, I tell you.
This is why the Phillies suck, guys. All right.
All right, so next.
And so do their heroes.
I have a couple of picks on the brain here. I'm going to go with the Mariners.
Fun. That's always a fun pick.
Yeah, that's one that I'm kind of hoping for a breakout. They'll probably end up around 500, but.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at my list and I'm looking at Chris's list. And even though, obviously, because I drafted mine, I like my picks more, but I would have way more fun if Chris's picks were it's like Indians, Blue Jays, and Mariners. God, give me those division winners in the American League this year.
That would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Man, I've got two AL East teams that I'm thinking about, and I don't like either one of them, so I'm going to go with the White Sox.
The White Sox.
I was about to say. You know, they're not getting a good start to the season, the White Sox.
Yeah. I feel like something good could come out of all that dysfunction. Like, they could all just I don't know. It's, but something's...
I'm just looking at the rest of the teams we haven't picked yet, too. I'm like, oh, they're all bad.
You know, everybody makes a big deal about the whole Adam LaRoche, Jake LaRoche thing. But I think it was probably Drake LaRoche who went to Ken Williams and said, hey, man, I don't want to be spending summer with my dad every day. So, maybe. You know, I'm on summer break. Let's go.
It's a good trivia question. What's Adam LaRoche's kid's name?
Tattletale.
Tattletale.
Yeah, that's a good pick. The White Sox actually had the makings of a really interesting season right up until it collapsed before it started. So, like you said, maybe they turned something into it.
Maybe.
I'll take another playoff team from last year that acquired a really big-name pitcher down the stretch, which they needed, and that's the Rangers with Cole Hamels and Prince Fielder. I wrote down Hamels. Nope, they're the Rangers. But
he's only going to get you like 15 wins. It's a weird pick. Just take Cole Hamels.
If you gave me, let me pick any three pitchers and put them up against the Phillies. Gotta do that. If I get, because hey, I drafted first, so I'm getting stuck with the Phillies last. I feel pretty sure about that.
Ooh, that's good though. What do you think? Like,
could you let me substitute like Kershaw,
Greinke, Scherzer,
Greinke and Scherzer for the Phillies?
It's close. I don't know who's going to have more wins.
Probably the Phillies, but still.
It'll be close.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
All right, so I took the Rangers. Now I got to make another pick. Now this is where it starts getting sad. Seventh round. Ugh. So there's 12 bad teams, I guess. Like, that just aren't not very exciting. Okay, I'm going to take a team that always seems to surprise me with how good they are. And,
you son of a bitch.
Yeah, why not? Actually, there's like three or four teams that always... Oh, you know what we haven't done yet? We haven't taken the reigning world champs.
So oh, well, you I'm bastard. I was hoping to take back around to me. That's what I said.
I'd actually completely forgotten that the Royals existed, so let me go ahead and grab the Royals here.
You...
Not bad.
A seventh round pick. They've won the American League two straight years.
Yeah.
That's where I was going. I was hoping it would get back around to me.
I'm taking Tampa. I'm taking the Rays.
They were the team I was about to take until I remembered Kansas City.
AL East is always just scary. Mm-hmm. Just all, I don't know. Like I said, it depends. Really, the Rays will be good depending on how bad the Yankees and Red Sox are.
Yeah, like the Rays, like some team in the American League East is tough for this because every team that you pick might win the division, but they also might lose 90 games.
It's like you said about the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, the Rays will do a lot better if the Red Sox have one of their 90 loss years.
Mm-hmm. So. Bite your tongue.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Oakland Athletics. I feel a very confident 500 coming on with that.
Yeah.
And I'll follow that up with... Oof.
Yeah, you feel bad picking any of them now.
I'm going to take the Orioles, see if they can pop something
so, out. Yeah, that would have been my next pick.
Literally, when I was making my Royals pick, I had Rays, A's, Orioles. I was trying to decide between the three. So, yeah, you guys definitely on the same wagon as me there.
You made two, right, Chris?
Yes, you're.
I feel like this team might be due for a 500 year. I'm going to take the Marlins here. They still got... They got a good outfield. They got a good little team down there.
They had a good signing, too, and they signed Wei-Yin Chen
He's
not much money.
No, he's a good pitcher for them that'll probably get traded.
Yeah. To point. All right. I will take too long to make this pick. I'll take the Padres. I don't know.
Yeah, now it's just...
Now it's just, yeah, whatever. Along with the Padres, God, who else is... Have we done all the West, the American League West? We've got the Mariners, A's, Rangers.
AL West is done.
Okay. It's like every team I think of is like, I don't want to take the Brewers or the Twins. What teams do I want to take? What teams are there? Let's see. Ugh. Yeah. Oh man, this is rough. Okay, I'm gonna take the Minnesota Twins. They got a lot of young talent.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, Miguel Sano, Byron Buxton is gonna play this year.
This could be another 1991 for them.
Yeah, you never know. I don't think so, but you never know.
Well, I'll take the Rockies. Oh. I guess. Whatever.
You're making me take those, aren't you? We know how the last four picks are going to go now.
I mean, I know what I would do if I were you.
By the way, I almost took us.
I'm looking at that. I'm not very confident in the Reds after losing.
All these other teams don't get to play the Phillies a bunch,
right?
Of course, the Phillies get to play the Braves a bunch too. So
I'll take the Brewers. Maybe Jonathan Lucroy bounces back from his concussion.
All right, Brewers.
I'll take the Braves.
Brewers and Braves. Did you hear that, Braves fans? Chris Jervis, the problem with this Braves player.
Reaches for the Braves.
This is reaching by one pick for the Braves.
So I'll take the Reds. And that leaves Brett with the Phillies.
Yeah. That's okay. Ryan Howard's going to have a big comeback year. You guys are going to be in trouble not taking the Phillies.
It could happen.
J.P. Crawford is going to be amazing. All right, so that leaves me with the Cubs, Giants, Yankees, Diamondbacks, Tigers, Rangers, Royals, Padres, Twins, and Phillies. TJ has the Dodgers, Nationals, Astros, Pirates, Angels, White Sox, Rays, Marlins, Rockies, and Reds. And Chris winds up with the Mets, Red Sox, Indians, Cardinals, Blue Jays, Mariners, A's, Orioles, Brewers, and his hometown, Atlanta Braves.
I hope Chris wins.
Oh, that would be awesome. That'd be awesome if all these teams did really well.
Yeah.
Except the Red Sox and Mets.
And the Mets, yeah. Aside from the top two, I like all the other teams, but the Cardinals.
I actually think my middle picks were fairly strong compared to my... I think you guys have better high-end, top-of-the-order picks.
It'll be fun.
So that's how snake drafts work.
We'll track these throughout the season. We'll have occasionally mention them on the podcast. We'll also put maybe do like weekly standings updates on the Facebook page.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Let's also make. We're gonna pick some award winners too. So MVP of each league.
I had given that no thought.
Well, I haven't given it any thought.
I'm going to go with Trout. Harper seems too easy, so I'll get back to you on that.
I'm going to go Trout and Kershaw for the MVPs.
Yeah.
I think Kershaw's going to have a bounce back year after that horrible season he had.
That horrible year. 300 strikeout.
Yeah.
I think this is the year that Goldie breaks through. I think Goldie does it.
Goldschmidt's a fun pick.
Yeah, Goldschmidt was going to be my pick. All right. I'm going to go with... I feel like I can't go Trout now.
If I had it to do over, I probably would say Donaldson again. But that's
just I'm definitely not going to go Donaldson. Let's see. I will take, as my American League MVP...
Go Dark Horse. Go Manny Mash.
Why did I take the Yankees so high? I can't think of any good players on their team. That's not a good sign for my pick.
Brian McCann?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, why not? I'm going to go with something crazy. I'm going to go with George Springer in the American League.
Fun.
And in the National League, I will go with Bryce Harper since nobody else picked him.
Yeah, I think it's just hard to go back to back on it. He had such an incredible year last year, and people hate him. And it's, but I think it's a very good pick, and when in doubt, you should probably go with the reigning
Cy Young Award winner. I'm not going to go reigning Jake Arrieta on this one.
I'm going Kershaw, obviously, for me.
Yeah, you really can't just
AL. AL's fun.
Yeah, there's several ways to go into AL.
You know what? I'm gonna go kind of old school in this. I'm gonna go King Felix here. He's never bad.
Right. There you go.
I'll go ahead and make mine. I'm gonna go with I'm going to go with David Price in the American League. And I will go with, oh, I just had it. Who was I going to take in the National League? Oh, Max Scherzer.
Nice. Can I take two American League pitchers?
No.
Unless you think they're going to get traded.
Ooh, that would be fantastic. That would be the pick of the year.
I'm looking at Sale and Kluber. Chris Sale.
Sale hadn't won it yet, and he was maybe the best pitcher in the league last year.
I'm going to go with Chris Sale in the AL.
Yeah, it's a good pick. I like that.
I'm going to go with Noah Syndergaard.
Ooh, the mighty Thor. Noah Syndergaard. Rookie of the year.
That's a good question. It's Adonis Garcia. Rookie of the year, Matt Whistler. No, he pitched enough last year.
Yeah, he's not a rookie.
All right. Yeah. Who's some big time rookies coming up?
I can make mine. I'm going to go in the American League with not what I feel like would be the two most popular picks. I'm going to go AJ Reed in Houston.
Not bad.
NL. Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go. Is Matz eligible? I think he is.
Yes, he is, I believe.
I'm going to go Steven Matz.
That's where I was going to go. Yeah, because he missed time due to injury last year, I believe.
Oh, yeah. He may have only pitched like 30-something innings. I don't know. I'll check for you because I, for some reason, thought he was.
Steven Matz. Had three postseason starts.
Yeah, he's eligible. Yeah. So that's your National League pick, Chris?
What?
Is that your National League pick?
Oh, he wanted Mets.
Oh, I thought you said he did. No.
Give me Byron Buxton. And give me Corey Seager.
Yeah, Seager's not bad at all.
Yeah.
A couple of big pitch prospects that are out there if you want to be different.
Yeah. I really thought that
Urias for the Dodgers.
Trying to see who's projected to get some playing time this year.
Trey Turner for the Nationals.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And
Glasnow probably.
I'm sticking with Corey Seager in the National League. And I will go with Rangers rookie Joey Gallo.
Good pick.
Yeah.
I think he hit a lot of home runs in that ballpark.
Somebody pick Buxton? Oh, Chris did.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I was going to pick Buxton.
Until
he took him.
Yeah.
All right. Division. Do we want to do division winners? Yeah. Sure. Okay. All right.
We got time, I think.
Sure. I'll start. American League. I'll take I'll take New York and Cleveland and Texas with Houston and Kansas City as my wild cards.
Fun. I'll go, let me go AL now?
Is that the order we want to do? Just AL.
AL, I'll take the Red Sox. I'll take the Indians. I'll take the Astros. And I will take my wild card teams. I'm going to go the Blue Jays and the Yankees.
Chris, American League picks.
Blue Jays, Indians, Astros.
Wild cards.
Give me some Boston Red Sox. And some D.C. Seattle Mariners.
Fun.
None of us have the Tigers making the playoffs.
Yeah, I was kind of.
That's interesting. Or the Angels.
Actually, I was. That's what the D and give me the D.
Yeah.
All
right. National League. I'll take Washington. Wait. Don't want Washington or the Mets. Why not? Nobody's expecting them this year. Let's go Washington in the Central. Oh, I'm all in on the Cubs this year. That's right. This is their year. Wait till this year, Cubs fans. The West can't not go with the Dodgers in the West. Wild card, give me Arizona and the Cardinals always in the wild card game. No, sorry, Mets fans.
Who was the second team he picked?
The second team?
The team he thinks is going to get the second most wins is the Giants, but he didn't pick them in his playoffs.
Right, sort of. Yeah, like you picked Toronto to beat the Red Sox out in the division.
Yeah, but you didn't pick the Giants for anything.
Yeah, I'm hedging my bets.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see. I'll take the Nationals in the East, Cubs in the Central, the Dodgers in the West, and give me the Giants and the Mets. I think the Cardinals will... We'll say it ends here. And the Diamondbacks wasted a bunch of money.
Well, can we call Dave Stewart again? Just, you know, does he even pick up our
phone? I wish I could call Dave Stewart.
Give me the Mets, the Cardinals, and the Giants. And I'll get a Cubs and Dodgers chaser.
That would be an insanely fun wildcard game. Cubs-Dodgers,
oh,
after all the expectations on their seasons.
Yeah.
Somebody, it's coming to an end for one of those teams.
That would be fantastic.
All right, well, that was... Oh, let's make Braves picks. So do we have time for Braves
picks?
Yeah,
we can do... We can knock this out quick.
Yeah, okay. We're going to pick the Triple Crown stat leaders for the Braves in the offensive and pitching categories. So let's start with batting average. Chris?
I'm going to go with Nick Markakis.
Leading the team in batting average, you got a number in mind, just out of curiosity?
334.
Okay.
Nice. I'll take Freddie Freeman. That's boring. We'll say 315.
Oh, that's Freddie Freeman, not Nate Freeman?
Yeah, the one who's for the Braves.
It's not Morgan Freeman.
Not Morgan Freeman. We get them?
Marvin Freeman.
See a lefty?
let's see. Batting average. Let's go with... Let's go with Hector Oliveira to lead the
Not
team in batting
bad
average.
I hope so.
At 299.
Did he just $1 us on the prices, right?
All right. No, that would have been batting 001. No, home run leader. TJ, you go first this time.
I'm going to keep it boring. We'll go Freddie Freeman. I'll say 23.
I'll go next. Home run leader for the Braves this year is going to be Gordon. No, it's going to be Gordon's teammate. I don't know who yet, but it's definitely not going to be Gordon. All I know about him is they're going to play with Gordon Beckham a little bit. I'm going to go with... Freeman.
I mean...
Freeman, but I'm going to say Freeman has a bit of a power spike and gets up to 28 home runs.
That'd be good.
I would like to be different here. And the only real difference I can go with here is probably Oliveira. But I don't see Oliveira as a 25 home run guy. I see him as an 18 home run guy. So...
Do you see Freeman as a 17 home run guy, maybe?
And Adonis Garcia... is probably not going to get the plate appearances because he'll start the season early and then he'll show his iron glove. Oh, so I'm going to go with Freddie Freeman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say he's going to have 24 home runs.
24. All right. RBIs? I'll go first this time. Who's batting after Freeman?
Garcia, probably. I think the story just came out that they're pretty much leaning towards him at cleanup.
I still don't like that too much, though. I'll go with... where's Oliveira going to hit in the lineup, you think?
Fifth, sixth.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Oliveira.
Bastard.
Why not? Thing. Let's go with Oliveira at 89 RBIs to lead the team.
I like it.
Freeman's going to hit 28 homers and drive in 68. Because no one's going to be on base. Because we're probably going to hit Jace Peterson second or something stupid. Chris,
what you got?
I'm going to go with Oliveira as well. This is the team lead, right?
Yeah.
86.
Well, I didn't want to pick Freeman for everything, so nobody's going to pick Freeman for RBIs, and it's probably going to be Freeman. I'm going to pick Markakis. I think he's going to bat him low in the lineup for some reason. I'm going to say...
I've seen some numbers with him at fourth and fifth.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to say 91.
91 RBIs from Nick Markakis. All right.
I mean, he's constantly putting the bat on the ball.
Right.
If there's runners on base, which is the key.
Right.
Okay. Chris, you have a wins leader for this team?
Julio Teheran.
Teheran, how many wins will he get this year?
4. I'm thinking, give me 14 for Teheran.
14 for Teheran. TJ?
I'm going to take Whistler at 14.
Matt Whistler, 14 wins. You know what? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm feeling it. Let's go with Folty leading the team with 13 wins. TJ, you go first on the ERA leader.
This is where we get the highest, right?
I'm going to take... Man, it's just hard to figure out who's going to be here at the end of the year.
And also, they have to qualify for the ERA crown, right. So you can't pick this guy, you know.
Right. I'm going to take... It was hard. I'm going to take Teheran. We'll say...
We're just going to rotate our picks and hedge all our bets on these.
3.15.
Here, I will take Matt Whistler. He's going to have a 3.72 ERA to lead the team.
Yes.
I'm feeling Teheran, but I want to be different. So let's go with... You know what? Let's go with Smoke and Mirrors himself, Williams Perez.
Williams Perez. I love that pick. What's his ERA going to be? Please let it be over 4.
It's going to be 3.87.
3.87 to lead the team.
I want somebody to pick Jason Grilley to lead the team in strikeouts.
All right, I'll go first on strikeouts, and that is going to be Bud Norris.
I don't think he's going to play here.
I don't think he's going to be tradable enough. I think he's going to have an ERA of about 5, but he's going to strike out 203 batters.
Why not?
Chris?
If he plays the whole season, it'll be Folty Navitz. So, yeah, give me Folty.
Folty? With how many strikeouts?
206.
All right.
I wanted Folty. I'll take... Man.
We all should have just taken Teheran
for
all of
everything,
these.
Yeah.
I know.
I really want you to pick, like, some... That's, I want you to pick, like, Sean Newcomb. We'll be up by May.
Yeah. All right. We'll take...
One Jaime.
We'll take Whistler. And I'll do something crazy and go stupid high. Let's say 225.
All right.
That'll be my bold.
Okay, for the tiebreaker now, in the event of a tie with our 10 teams' win totals, we had to come up with a tiebreaker, and the MVP picks and the division picks are all fun and everything, but we decided the one tiebreaker will be Adonis Garcia home run totals for this season. His home run total.
Just closest.
Whoever's closest.
Okay.
So I feel like should we
total,
like,
for the Braves or total?
Are you insinuating he's going
to...
Ooh, that's not
total bad. Major league home runs
total
for Adonis Garcia.
Okay.
In 2016. Do we need to, like, submit these privately? Do we need
we can just say when we're ready.
Okay.
I've got my answer.
All right, are we ready?
I got mine.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 13. 19.
6.
Okay. 6. I'm going 19, baby. And Chris is going with 13 home runs for...
I think 6 is more accurate.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, there you have it. Oh, World Series winners? World Series.
Mets take the step ahead.
Over the...
Team from the AL. The Indians.
Mets over Indians, okay.
Cubs over Red Sox.
Cubs over Red Sox in the World Series. And I will take the Indians to beat the... Now can I pick the Giants?
Exactly.
Or the Mets. Now I'll take the Indians to beat the Diamondbacks.
The folly in his decision.
Diamondbacks would be hilarious. All the... Crap, we've talked about Dave Stewart.
Yeah.
He brings a World Series there.
Yeah. Indians over Diamondbacks in the World Series. That's my pick. So
fun.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Then
talk to you on opening day, right?
Yeah, we will talk just before first pitch. And there's Sunday baseball, so check that out. I think it's Cardinals playing somebody on Sunday night, I want to say. And then Braves are playing the Nationals at 4 p.m., on April 4th, that's Monday. Go check it out. Go see the game. You'll You'll get to see Max Scherzer probably pitching in Atlanta on Monday afternoon, which is
great for us.
According to me, it's going to be the National League Cy Young winner. So
there you go.
Yeah, check it out. Thanks for listening. Catch us or subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever your podcasting application of choice is. Also, read us at outfieldflyrule.com. Like us on Facebook. Join the Outfield Fly Rule Facebook page.
Send us questions.
Yeah, send us questions. We do a
mailbag. Feedback.
Keep an eye on the site, too. There's going to be more content now that the season is approaching and starting.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, and enjoy the 2016 season.
Have a great day, everyone.